You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you want to win the Jubal Show's trip to the Caribbean, you got to listen at 8:10. Britt is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Sean. So in a few minutes, we're going to get him on the phone and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But Britt, before we talk about your date, how long has it been since you heard from Sean?
Friggin' 12 days.
You're not counting, right? I'm sorry, that sucks. How did you meet Sean?
Online.
On an app or something else?
Hinge. It's the only dating app I've ever really tried, and I've heard good things.
No, I have too. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the date, though. can you tell us about that?
Well, it was good at first because we met at one of those fun bars where there's bar games, and he was paying for stuff, he was getting our drinks and I was winning at pool. So it was fun and it was a flirty good time. And, we even kissed. Okay. Well, we made out at the bar.
So. Okay. Was there any moment where something weird happened while you might be getting ghosted?
Okay. So I didn't plan this or anything at all, but a group of my friends showed up and they came and played a round of darts with us, and that's the only thing I can think of, because he left shortly after, but he said he had to get up for work or whatever.
How are the vibes when he left?
He kind of just was oh, I realize what time it is, I have to go. So he left kind of abruptly. But, I was definitely, including him and them. I thought it was, going fine. So I didn't think that would have been it.
Were your friends kind of monopolizing your time at that point?
No. That's why I was I think, we were just all hanging out. The only reason it could have been awkward is just because they had never met before, because it was, a first date. But I think it went fine. I even, texted them that night to apologize that they showed up. But I, thanked him for, being cool and said I couldn't wait to see him again.
Did he say anything back to that, or was that the last time you heard from him?
No, he texted me back the next morning. So that's why I was oh yeah, he must have gone home, gone to sleep early, because he woke up, texted me, he's yeah, I had fun, and then go.
Is it possible he's dated any of your friends?
None of them said anything about that, so...
It also could be just awkward. Victoria, remember when you had that date and you ran into your friends?
Ooh,
it almost feels like... pressure in that moment, right?
You're already meeting their friends,
and you're just not ready to go that far.
Also, it's the very first date, so you're meeting their friends and you're okay, this is weird, but hi, you're introducing yourself, and yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, that's besides the point, though. So if that's what happened and then he goes ghost, something had to have happened in that interaction. Were there guy friends there too? So it was guys and girls?
No, it was a group of girls.
And what was the last thing he said to you?
He said that he had fun, and I did try texting him within those 12 days, one or two more times.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at AdvocatesLaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Britt is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Sean. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Britt, why don't you remind everybody of the situation with Sean?
Okay, guys. I went out on a date with Sean, who I met online, and we were having a super fun first date at a bar. And then randomly ran into a group of my girlfriends, played some darts with them, and then Sean left, briefly texted me back once, and then ghosted me. And I don't know why, because it was a great first date.
Well, we're about to get him on the phone and find out why. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Sean, please?
Speaking. Who is this?
Sean, how are you? My name is Jubal. And I'm on a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Sean. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
So this is a radio show called The Jubal Show. How are you?
I'm okay. I haven't talked to the radio. What's this about?
Do you ever listen to the show at all?
I am not familiar with your guys' show, no.
All right, well, now you will be, I guess. Yeah. But we do a segment on the show, and it's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Okay.
We got an email about you from a girl named Britt.
Oh, Britt. Okay. Wow. That's I can understand why she might want to get some answers.
Yeah, she said it's been 12 days since you guys went out. And the last thing you texted her was, had fun.
So, what's up?
Yeah, I definitely did have to take a step back and just give her some space after the last time we went out.
Why is that?
It's not her. It's and I'm not sure if she told you this, but when we were out, we ran into some of her friends. And she wasn't giving them more attention than she was giving me. She was making sure that she's being fair to both parties and being, you know, being on a date with me. She just happened to run into her friends, but
okay.
It is because of her friend Sabrina.
Okay.
We used to hook up, and Sabrina at one point in time, yeah, I know this is like 2 years ago, but Sabrina at one point in time cornered me and basically was like, oh my God, I'm so good to see you. I'm so happy that you're on a date and all this other good stuff. And then, yeah.
Oh.
Asked me if I wanted to have a threesome.
Whoa, what?
With her friend or?
Well, Sabrina and Brittany, both at the same time. Yeah.
I wonder if she knows that.
Yeah, she wanted a little bit of space. It was a little weird.
Wait, so you think Britt knows about that?
I would guess that she does, because, you know, girl talk. I feel like that came up in the conversation at some point in time.
I don't really know what to say about that. It's like,
I mean, you know, it wasn't, it just, you know, made me a little uncomfortable around the group dynamic, so.
And you don't get down like that, or?
I get competitive during those types of things. And, I'm not good at group projects. I like focusing solely on what my job is.
All right. I can see that, yeah. You know. Hey, thank you for being honest, Sean. I appreciate it.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
No, not at all. And I want to let you know that Britt is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
What? Okay. Hey, Britt.
Hey. I wish someone would have told me that. I had no idea.
You had no idea that he used to hook up with your friend Sabrina, or that she asked him to have a threesome?
Neither. I'm not that good at friends with Sabrina. She's like a friend of a friend. So, I don't know. I only really see her in group settings. I don't know why she said that. And also, I don't know why she'd want to include me in that. I've never even hung out with her.
This is Sabrina versus like, of course everybody's going to have a threesome with me.
She's like, I'm not going to technically steal her date if I include her in the hookup process.
I'll ask him first, because guys will be down, and then I'll approach her.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah, the only thing we've ever done together is like go to a Taylor Swift concert. They were like 10 of us. But
that's a little different than a threesome, but yeah. So you didn't know anything about that at all?
No. I didn't hear that from our mutual friend. I didn't hear anything from her. Like, if anything, okay. I feel like I would have heard from her on Instagram, but no, nothing. And really, like I said, she's not that close of a friend. So that's like, whatever you guys have, like, I don't care. I'd still love a second chance with you.
Sean, are you like going to hook up with Sabrina?
What's
happening?
I've done that already. Okay. I didn't want to keep doing that. Would like to go on a second date. Just the two of us, though. No, sir.
Yeah.
Sean, you would like to go out with Britt again?
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
That would be awesome, especially after the holidays. But if that could be a thing, you guys, the whole thing about it is just, you know, me and her type intimate setting versus the group aspect of it, I think that would be.
Britt, you don't care that he's hooked up with Sabrina?
No, he said it was in the past. And
okay.
You want another date, Britt?
Yeah, maybe we could do dinner or something where there's only room for two of us in the booth.
Yeah, we went from threesomes to this wholesome dinner conversation.
They're going
to
be the only person going on a second date in the restaurant who's demanding that they just make sure it's a table for two. That's it. Nobody else at this table.
Waitress comes up, they're like, no.
Yeah, no. We know what you're after. No. We're trying to go out with each other. Well, congratulations. You guys got another date.
Excellent.
Yay. Thanks,
guys. Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.